I'm Daria Albinger. There may be times when Israel did not comply with international law. That's a finding in a report by the State Department and the Pentagon, which looked into the use of U.S.-supplied arms to the Jewish state during the war with Hamas. More from ABC's Anne Flaherty.
It essentially says that there's not enough information to determine whether or not U.S. weapons have been used to violate international law in Gaza. Now, it's not a report that determines whether or not Israel has violated any international law, only looking at those U.S. weapons.
The White House may pause a shipment of arms to Israel if it doesn't proceed cautiously into Rafah. Ukraine's President Zelensky confirming Russia is making a new push into the Kharkiv region.
It is possible that Russia will make further advances in the coming weeks, but we do not anticipate any major breakthroughs. And over time, the influx of U.S. assistance will enable Ukraine to withstand these attacks over the course of 2024.
White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says the president today authorized a $400 million drawdown package, which will provide speedy delivery of much-needed military aid to Ukraine. A few so-called custodial witnesses provided the final testimony of the week in former President Trump's New York hush money trial.
These were all witnesses to get the records into the record. We looked at phone logs, tweets, text messages, and other documents and records that are likely to come up during the testimony of Michael Cohen, who is probably the next to last witness for the prosecution. There may be a summary witness, prosecutors said, depending on how the cross-examination goes, they could rest the case as soon as next week.
ABC's Aaron Katursky at Manhattan Criminal Court. At least one death is blamed on severe storms which rolled through parts of Georgia and Tennessee. You're listening to ABC News. The Senate's approved the new FAA reauthorization bill, which adds new consumer protection and addresses some safety concerns in the skies.
This is a bipartisan bill that is designed to improve air safety and also customer service for travelers. So it does include provisions that would require airlines to pay a refund to customers for flight delays, allows families to sit together for no additional fees. It would hire and train up to 3,000 new air traffic controllers.
ABC's Rachel Scott. Officials outside Houston are looking into the possibility of federal help after the Trinity River flooded last week, damaging a number of homes and businesses.
We have talked to so many people who say they just do not have flood insurance, leaving so many of them wondering, is there any sort of help that's even available for them?
I have hope that they will remember us and come in and help, because most people out here, they weren't already struggling, they're going to be struggling now.
So in order for these counties to qualify for any sort of federal funding, the state needs to report that at least 800 uninsured homes were damaged, and there was $54 million in uninsured damage to government infrastructure.
ABC's Giovanni Ligi in Romeo, Texas. A watchdog group for the Department of Veteran Affairs released a new report revealing nearly $11 million that was allocated to recruit critical skill employees, reportedly ended up in the hands of senior executives. That's despite an order not to do so from the VA secretary. Daria Albinger.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to libsynads.com now. That's libsynads.com.